Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. We're going to be talking about why celebrate Thanksgiving. Why Thanksgiving? Why should we be thankful? What is Thanksgiving? And I pray that you'll join in as you tune in today. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the source book for all truth. Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. And he then clarifies, identifies, and dogmatically presents what is truth. He says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And I believe that we need to speak truth in love. In fact, in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, speak every man truth to his neighbor. And that's what we ought to do as Christians today. Speak truth. But ladies and gentlemen, just as George Orwell said so many years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're finding that truth today. If we speak truth, there are those that will be angry, disappointed in us, and challenging us because we speak the truth. Our truth is based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on ideological bent of a political perspective. It should not be based on a denominational dogma with the rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. But we need to speak the truth based on the authority of Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. And that biblical worldview means that we face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. And God gives us His Word that we might live by them. The Word of God, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, is God's progressive revelation of God to man as He reveals Himself to us. We need to more and more speak the truth of His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals that's looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and a full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as the business. Tools for Time has a full line of the Honda generators with a staff of personnel that know how to answer all your questions about backup power and the equipment that they sell. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It is located at the very base of the gigantic flag. Find the flag flowing, Old Glory, United States flag flowing at the intersection of 295 and Old San Augustine Road. Right there is Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the dialogue and discussion with the monologue today, opening the conversation and the discussion about Thanksgiving, let me invite you to worship with us this Sunday. This Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have our regular Bible study at 9:30, the Sunday school hour, at 10:45, the morning worship service, and then at 7 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. In fact, this Sunday, we'll not have Sunday afternoon services because after the services on Sunday morning, we're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving luncheon together. So we'd invite you and your family to come and worship with us this Sunday, participate in, join with us in the Thanksgiving luncheon. Be delighted to have you as our special guest. We met multitudes of you by way of the radio broadcast. We'd love to meet you in person. So take this as our personal invitation to you to worship with us this Sunday. First Conservative Baptist Church, we're located at 12021 Old San Augustine Road. That's exactly 1 mile south of I-295. 1 mile south of I-295 is First Conservative Baptist Church. We'd love to have you. Looking forward to meeting with you and being able to serve the Lord together as we talk about Thanksgiving from the pulpit this Sunday morning. Today I have Dr. Phelps with me. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in the Conservative Theological University, teaching Bible and doctrine and theological studies. And we're delighted that this Friday we had the privilege of talking with Dr. Phelps about Thanksgiving. But let me share a brief monologue with you today before we open our telephone lines. And by the way, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Invite you to call and join in this dialogue and discussion today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something a little different today. In our broadcast, right after the monologue, Dr. Phelps and I are going to be talking about Psalms 103. Psalms 103, so if you're at home, you're sitting there where you can do so. Don't attempt to do this if you're driving. But if you're at home where you can open your Bibles, open it to Psalms 103. It's 22 verses in Psalms 103. We're going to have the privilege of talking about Thanksgiving and what David was thankful for and comparing that with your life and my life as far as Thanksgiving. During the course of this broadcast, right after the monologue, I'm going to ask you to take time, pick up the telephone and dial 831-0917, 831-0917. I want you to share briefly what you're thankful for. We don't need a half-hour discussion. I'm not saying that to cut you short, but we want to invite multitudes today to call the telephone number 831-0917 and join in this discussion by just sharing with our listening audience what you're thankful for. And we'd be delighted to have you to join us in this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about being thankful for what we have and what we should be thankful for, but ladies and gentlemen, I believe in today's society, it seems that the more we have, the more prone we are to drift from just saying, thank you, Lord, the more prone we are to simply look inward and look at what we have and think about self and praising self and thanking God for what self has been able to do. We may not verbalize it in that fashion, but I believe that is what many people are prone to do today. That's the old human nature. To say, God, look at me. I pull myself up my own bootstraps. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to turn to it and exegete the text. But in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, wonderful, wonderful study in chapter 8 of Deuteronomy, the 14th verse and following, let me just paraphrase some of the things that God said through Moses. Moses warned the children of Israel there in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. He says, be careful that you don't forget your God. Be careful, he said. Moses reminded them that God protected them. It was God that provided for them. It was God that had delivered them from the enemy. And he said, but ladies and gentlemen, this is Moses. I'm paraphrasing for Moses in that 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. He said, ladies and gentlemen, be very careful when you come into the land that's flowing with milk and honey, when you come into the land where you have houses that things and vineyards that you did not plant, and you have the opportunity to participate in and have the reward of what you God has given you, don't you dare think that you've done it yourself. Don't you forget God in doing so. In fact, Moses cautioned them of the danger of saying, it was by my power, my might, and my doing that we've gotten the wealth that we've gotten. And that's a paraphrase of the 17th verse of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Moses reminded them that it's God that gives you the ability. It's God that gives you the strength. It's God that gives you the opportunity to get wealth in that text it was talking about. In the same text, Moses warned them, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and serve and worship other gods, you will surely perish or die. Now, I don't know of any greater warning, Dr. Phelps, than that in Deuteronomy 8. And I think it is so applicable to society in America today, because in America today, we are so prone to be seemingly satisfied with what we have and not recognize the benefit of what God has given us. And to we fail to recognize that it's out of the benevolent hand of a benevolent benefactor, and his name is God, that's provided us with all that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, just as Moses foresaw the dangers of forgetting God, I believe it's evident today that most have forgotten God, not seeing that it's God that provides us with all that he has given to us. Ladies and gentlemen, ponder for a moment as we discuss this thing of Thanksgiving today and what the Bible says about Thanksgiving. ponder for a moment. It's our God has provided our strength. He's provided us with health. He's provided us with ability to get up and to serve Him. In fact, my bride will tell you every morning, I say, thank you, Lord, for waking us up. In fact, as I speak, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this with all due benevolence and all of the passion and empathy that I can speak with today. There are a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning. There are a lot of folks that went to bed last evening and didn't wake up this morning. There are a lot of folks that will go to bed this evening and won't wake up tomorrow. So every day that we have, every moment that we have, ought to be a time of saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. May I remind us, it is God, through God, that has given us the strength, and He's blessed us each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we must remember and realize and recognize that thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. It's an attitude of the heart, and it's a choice attitude. Today, the more God blesses us as a nation, the more God blesses us as a family, the more God blesses us as an individual, the more it seems that we are ungrateful and unthankful as a nation. Thanklessness. Thanklessness, I believe, identifies America more than anything else today. We have a nation that's free. We have a nation that our founding fathers gave their total ultimate sacrifice that we might have the nation that we have today. And yet we have those that are promulgating, pushing, and talking about socialism. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and I believe the entire lineup of the presidential wannabes are pushing for the socialist, communist, Marxist agenda. I'm saddened when I see that, because as we study history and we recognize in real history what God has done for America, how God has so blessed America, how God has so graciously given in America that we might be the land of the free and the home of the brave that we talk about. But ladies and gentlemen, think for a moment. Let me just give you a little young blood vernacular scenario of where we are as Americans today this Thanksgiving season. Rather than being thankful, rather than praising God for all that we have, now listen very carefully. You might just have two nickels to rub together. Do you say thank you, Lord, for it? It may be that you have nothing that the world has to offer from the standpoint of material things. Does that mean that we're not to be thankful? But we're in a nation today where it seems that we get stuff. And I never will forget hearing Chuck Swindoll talk about stuff many years ago. And talking about stuff, he said, we get a lot of stuff. We fill the garage, and then we park the cars outside and fill the garage. And then we'll have a garage sale, put the car back in the garage for a short period of time, and then we'll start gaining and getting more stuff. The car winds up outside, and we put the stuff in the garage rather than putting the car there. We buy stuff. We get stuff. We pay for stuff. We have to take care of the stuff. Stuff seems to dominate our time and our affection and our energy. We try to guard the stuff, and these things that we have cause us to fall in love with the stuff and to be thankless to God for all that He's given us. I am thankful for what God has given us today. I'm thankful for life, for health, and for the opportunity to get up today and serve Him. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or the comment, please. Hello.
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 Yes, hello. This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about everything with you?
Great. We just wanted to call in and share what we were thankful for.
Wonderful.
We were just sitting around the table praying this morning and thankful for our freedoms that we get to experience here in America, with our ability to vote, our religious freedoms, and we're a homeschool family, so we truly appreciate that freedom we have each day to homeschool. The kids are sitting here with us, and we are talking about our family, thankfulness of health, and being together as a family. And we just wanted to call in and share that with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for sharing that. And we're thankful that we have the privilege to share that with the listeners. And that's something that many times we fail to recognize, of what God's given us in the great land that we're living in and the freedoms that we have to be thankful for. Do you have those that you were sitting with around the table this morning that want to say thank you for something?
Yeah, let me see. Tiffany, would you like to share anything this morning?
I'm thankful for the president. I'm a good president.
President Trump. Excellent. Mm-hmm. What do you think about President Trump? Why are you thankful for him? Because he that's a little bit too much detail. Tyler, what about you? Do you have anything you'd like to share about what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for health and life and where we can come and accept Jesus and Christ and Savior so we can be saved.
Amen. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to two of our grandkids, Tiffany and Tyler, and their mother, Debbie. Debbie, thanks so much for calling in and letting the world know that you're thankful. And Tiffany and Tyler, thank you so much. We love you, and we're thankful for you also. So keep on thanking Jesus every day. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You also thank you for calling. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about being thankful. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Dr. Phelps, tell us from the standpoint of Psalms 103, let's just start looking at those verses, verse by verse, as we wait for our folks to call in today and the listeners to call in and share with us what they're thankful for. Let's start it off with talking about what the Bible says in Psalms 103. Verses 1 through 22. Take a few minutes, Dr. Phelps, and look at the first several verses and tell our listeners about that text.
I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. David wrote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." I don't know of any passage in the Bible that says it so well. These verses speak of the blessings that we enjoy every day. God's blessings are to usward. They're intended for us. God has done so much for us. There is forgiveness that's provided, and that forgiveness is because Jesus has obtained that forgiveness for us by his shedding his precious blood at the cross. And we have the blessing of physical health and healing, and this is also talking about our spiritual health. We have redemption through his blood. Redemption means we're bought back from the slave market of sin.
Amen.
And that was purchased with the price of his precious blood for us. He's has delivered us. Redemption means being delivered from. He's delivered us from the power of sin, power of death. He's delivered us from the wrath to come. There's the mention of God's loving kindness and tender mercies. And how thankful we can be that we have good food and plenty in our homes. We do not go hungry. So I want to give thanks for divine blessings and benefits.
Amen. Dr. Phelps, as I look at that, and you've seen in my Bible, of course, I'm a Bible writer. A lot of people that are think somehow it's a sin to write in your Bible. If that's the case, then I have sinned horribly, because throughout my Bible, sometimes I have time, difficulty reading the text because I've written so much in it and around it and underlined it. But I've got on the margin of my Bible, on two full pages down the margin, about the 22 verses there, kind of outlining it. And ladies and gentlemen, I've reminded you it's Psalms 103. We're going to be working our way through several of those verses, if not all of them, depending on our time today. There's 22 verses in that. Dr. Phelps, I said of verse 1 there, thank God for who he is. David says, there as you see in it, thank the Lord, oh, my soul. That is, he's saying, with everything there is in me, I'm saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blessings in that second verse. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we ought to do, is basically pour out our hearts before the Lord, not just Thanksgiving Day, but year after year, day after day, of being thankful, thankful for what he said and for what he's done and what he's doing in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831 831-0917. Let me remind you also, perhaps I should say this, I'd about forgotten to remind you, that on Thanksgiving Day, today's broadcast will be replayed so that all of you that call in with your words of thankfulness and thanksgiving that you want the world to know how thankful you are will be replayed on Thanksgiving Day for the world to hear. So let me encourage you to call in today. Take just a moment to say to our listening audience why you're thankful, what you're thankful for. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your comments, please.
Hi, Dr. Hello. Youngblood. This is Ricardo.
Hey, Ricardo.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to thank the Lord for his faithfulness towards me and my family. And, you know, as you know, we just purchased a property here in the Washington, D.C. area for our ministry. And when I look back at our journey of coming to the United States of America to study God's Word, starting at Conservative Theological University, all those years of sitting and learning the Word and believing God and seeing God, how he is honoring us as a family here in the United States of America, I wanted to call and give God praise and thanks. What he has done for us is because of his mercy and his grace. And I thank God. I came into this land, you know, as a student. And now I can see God establishing our ministry and establishing the work of our hands. The Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. And I'm very grateful, Dr. Youngblood, for you, your wife, and your family, for the example that you have laid and set out for us, that we could follow it as our leaders and see through the scriptures, as y'all have obtained the promises of God through faith and patience, that we can now emulate it in our own lives and that of our children. That's what I call to say today, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you, and I pray you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving as we remember the goodness of God together in the land of the living.
Thank Amen. You so much, Dr. Watson. That's Brother Ricardo Watson. Dr. Watson from Johannesburg, South Africa, been in America a number of years now. God has blessed him, and he has blessed him to the point that he has enlarged his work in ministry in the Washington, D.C. area. Continue to pray for Dr. Watson and his dear family as they serve the Lord there. They have a field that's wide under harvest, and there's a need for laborers to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Watson, thank you so much for calling today and sharing with our listening audience the words of thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, are you thankful? Do you say thank you, Lord? Do you take time to be thankful? Dr. Phelps, I believe there are a lot of folks today that are so caught up in, as I said earlier, getting stuff and gaining stuff and accumulating to themselves things that we fail to recognize the blessing of God and what God has done. David in Psalms 103 talks about blessing the Lord with all of his soul. David talks about praising the Lord and thanking him for the wonderful blessings in his life. And I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, to let the world know that you're thankful and what you're thankful for. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Hello? Yes, hi. My name is Joe. Can you hear me?
Hey, Joe. Yes, Joe, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling in to be thankful today for my wife, Marie, 53 years. By her grace and mercy, by me giving her a book one day, start thinking I was being a nice guy, a Christian man. I had nothing to do with Christ. I believed in Christ, but I didn't live Christ. And my wife starts reading this book. My wife got saved. Long story short, I got saved. My children are saved. My grandchildren are saved.
Amen.
By the grace and mercy of God, Thanksgiving is just that simple. There's really not much to say other than that, and that's everything.
That's right.
That changed. Once my eyes were opened up, once I was blind, now I could see. It's so simple. It's so scary.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure for me and my wife to come to your church and hear the truth.
Amen.
I've been under many pastors off and on. I've done a lot of different ministry things. And the truth sets you free. In your church, and you and your people in your church speak the truth. And that's all I'm interested in. The
Amen.
Rest of it doesn't mean anything. I love the worst phrase in human language is, "Oh, what a nice guy." No, no. What a truthful guy. Nice. Niceness has nothing to do with it. And I really appreciate all your work and all the things you've done.
Thank you so much, Brother Joe. God bless you. It's a wonderful testimony of saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me. And thank you, Lord, for saving my wife. Perhaps there are multitudes listening to this broadcast today. You've never publicly said, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for saving my sons and daughters and family. Maybe this is the time to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Yes, hi. I'm calling in for the radio program to say what I'm thankful for. My name is Linda, and I just want to thank the Lord for, of course, all the blessings and benefits and things that He gives us each day. But even more than that, these things are so temporary. It's so awesome that through the blood of Jesus, we can not only have Him here and now, but through eternity, forever and ever and ever, we can be in the presence of God. And I'm so thankful that He gives us that revelation and the promises in His Word that we can stand on while we're here. And He also gives us the body of Christ, other Christians that we can fellowship with, which is a reprieve from the oppression of the world that we live in. And these are glorious blessings that He gives us, and I'm very thankful for that. And thankful for your radio program where you speak the truth, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Linda, for that. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I think that we fail to recognize it's not just the things, the stuff, as I call it, that God has given us here now, but the eternal blessing, the eternal reward of spending eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you look at Revelation chapter 4 and 5, Jesus is on the throne and we're surrounding the throne, casting our crowns before Him, singing, "Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb." That ought to be the thing that causes all of us to be thankful, not just for the here and now and what God is doing and blessing us with life and health and strength and the privilege to serve Him, but what we have throughout all of eternity. I believe I have another caller on the phone. Go over to the comments, please. Hello?
I just wanted to say, I just wanted to praise God for the incredible family He's given us, for the blessings that are too numerous to mention, that in Christ we have peace, we have salvation, we know what our future is, and I pray so much for those who don't know that. They need to know. They need to come and join. Just visit our church once, to First Conservative Baptist, and just see what it's all about. Thank Jesus for everything.
Amen. Thank you so much for that comment. Thank you so much for your willingness to say publicly, thank you, Lord, for what you've done, for what you're doing. We've got about another minute on this broadcast before our news break. I believe we have another caller. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Hello, this is Brett. I'm thankful for my health and my good relationship with my family and for the Lord Jesus for saving me. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Brett, for calling in today. And notice, ladies and gentlemen, the key thankfulness, the key thing is saying, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you. I believe we fail to do that, to recognize that Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God come into flesh, died on the cross, shed His rich red royal blood, that through our faith and trust in Him, that we can have everlasting life. Had Jesus never come, had Christ never been born, we could not say thank you for being saved, thank you for the church, thank you for being a Christian, because there would be no church, be no Christianity. Because Jesus Christ came, we can say thank you for saving me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't change your dial. Don't hang up. Continue to hang on. We'll continue this broadcast today, allowing you to say to the world, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be right back in about 1 minute.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.